everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And we're here to have another wonderful healing program session. If you want to call in, you can. And, yeah, let's try to get maybe five callers tonight. And we'll see who is going to call in first and ask your special question. And we'll kind of do some healing. So let's first do an emotional clearing for everybody, emotional healing. So one, two, three, four, and five. And this is for situations that you dealt with in the last couple of days here. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Are you out there, Carrie?
Yes, hi, Ron, and welcome everybody to Friday night on BBS Radio. And as Ron mentioned, we're hoping for lots of callers tonight. So you'll see the phone numbers listed there under the... We're on Station 2, as all of you who can hear us know. So the number line 3 is the best one to try. That's the 415-287-0074 number, because I believe Ron and I are on lines 1 and 2. So we're not going to have the Q&A tonight, so maybe that'll be a little extra motivation for you guys to call in with your questions this evening. excuse me. So that number again is 415-287-0074, and it looks like we have a nice crowd gathering on the fast chat. If you're new to this and you have any questions, you don't feel like calling in, but you have a question, you can click on the fast chat link just above the play buttons on the BBS Creation Lightship page and type your questions in there, and we'll get to as many as we can. So it looks like we have today so far, we don't have any questions, but we've got hellos and comments and a bunch of hellos and how are yous from Larry and Dulce and Janice, Charles, Sarah, Eric, Martha, Holly, Maria, Rhonda, Tom, Charles, and Andrew so far on the fast chat that I see. So welcome to all of you. Oh, and we have Randy and Eric and Ashley and Abby, looks like, also. Let's see. We've done the emotional sample clearing. And for anyone who doesn't know, that's just a little teeny-weeny sample. And if you felt anything on that, then you'll know, you know, something is being cleared from you. And on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, you can go on there. And the first healing that Ron, or clearing that Ron recommends we all do, is the whole life emotional clearing. So while we're waiting for some questions or calls, Ron, do you want to explain why that's so important?
Well, that's all of your stuff, all of your baggage, who you think you are, typically. Because remember, when you talk to anybody, normally they have a storyline about their life, and that storyline creates the reality, just like a movie script. And so whatever's happened to you in the past creates the reality of you, and you live that reality. So by having the whole lot of emotional clearing done, you're able to get out of the reality from your past and to be able to experience a better life, because your past will not haunt you. So I'll give you an example here. I want all of you to think of one situation. Remember, you may have, 2,000 or 3,000 of these same situations happening with the same title of whatever that would be, fear, anger, betrayal. I can go on for a long time. But think of one situation under one of those headings that kind of haunts you. It could be maybe when you got spanked as a young child at the age of 5. Maybe a friend of yours did something, and your parents thought that it was you, and they spanked you. Then they said that they're sorry after finding out afterwards, but they still did harm to you, and they could not take away the pain from being spanked. So that's always haunted you, we'll say, because you felt that your parents betrayed you because they didn't listen to you or believe you. So you're now carrying that, we'll say, through your whole lifetime, and you don't trust anybody, and you're afraid of being betrayed by telling the truth. So that could be a big issue. That could be a lifelong storyline for you, just starting from one situation. So think of something like that that's haunted you, and we'll just take it away. You may have other ones also, but we'll do the one that you can think of, and your spirit will help you to bring up that particular situation that's causing your body harm. So here we go. I'll give you a little bit of time here, 5 seconds here, and you should already have something. It's pretty easy to find something in anybody's life as well have stuff. So here we go. Let's clear that. I'll count to five to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, it's gone. So look at it now. You're still going to be able to see the situation. And instead of being fearful, angry, betrayed, or whatever that emotional response would be from the outcome of whatever happened to you, whether it was you causing it yourself or someone else doing something to you, it'll be dampened down a lot, and probably about 90% or so. So you can look at it now and say, oh, been there, done that. I've held all that anger in me or whatever for all these probably 30 to maybe 60 years, and I can finally let it go. This is why you want to have a whole lot of emotional clearing, so you can live in the moment rather than recycling your past. And that's the main thing why we do this, to help people. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, and it's noted that he took away people's sins, and that's what it would be. The genetic programming, along with situations in their life, they're all genetic anyway, so they bring forth the energies from your ancestors to start a new storyline for you, so you have something to play in that script of life. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Jane has a question. She's asking, what do we do about realizing we are tortured in some alien timeline to find out what one it is, I guess what timeline it is? So how would somebody go about doing that if they believe that they're being tortured?
Well, that's a good one. Typically, emotional clearing will, with the issue, will do that. Not the emotional whole lifetime clearing. It could help you by getting it out of you for this lifetime. But if you already have that and you wonder why they're still giving you strange dreams for this specific situation, or you know that you're up there being experimented with and you can't get out of it. We have the new timeline crash and will be coming out shortly here. Could be maybe possibly on Sunday or Monday, so you might want to check. We'll see. If we bring it out, we'll let you know. But it will cover many, many issues of different things. It's a hard one to answer because there's so many timelines that are tangent to the ones that you first get abducted onto, and they're kind of hidden as they sell you in different blocks of time. So it is complicated. Right now, all you can do is type in your emotional issue of that situation, and maybe see which ones could be adjacent to it or tangent to it as they pop you from one timeline to the next, as you get sold like a slave to other alien races. And that's just the way, things happen here. And it's very unfortunate for what they're doing to us. So, but all I can say is just keep doing the emotional clearing. And if you know what the issue is of what's happening to you, then you may want to do it 100 times and just see how much you feel better, see how your energy of your body's feeling, because it should clear up a lot of it after 100 times of doing it. We can see if anybody in the fast chat has done more than 100 timeline crashes. I think people have went up to maybe 70 so far. And you may want to bring yourself back and do the space time crash also after that. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So just to clarify the difference between the new one that's coming up and the timeline crash that has been on Ron's website for several months now, the one that's been on that many of us have been doing is the one where you enter an emotional issue and crash away on that one. This new one is about situations. So there are many, many different options that you can choose from, topics that you can choose from to crash, but there's also there'll be a custom box where you can type something in. So if this situation were not on the new one, and I think some some version of it is, but let's say it's not, you can go into the custom box in there and type this in and do that. But also, Ron, what about the abduction barcode in if someone is finding themselves in this situation?
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
So that removes the tracking. Sorry, go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, that one's good, and the 2012 one is good. You may want to do some healing with the jellyfish energy and the orbs on top of your head. And the mind barcode, I think, might help you out, too. I think we have a beep there, don't we, Carrie?
Oh, we did? I didn't hear it. Is somebody on the line? Hello, is anybody there?
Well, I guess not. I thought I heard a beep about a half minute ago. Oh, well.
Oh, okay. Well, if somebody beeped in and we're not... Oh, is somebody there? Yeah. Did I just hear a voice?
Yeah, so the barcodes are good, but as of this point, what we have is probably the best thing going so far, and we're going to be improving some of these, so hopefully it'll give people some more ways to deal with it. But the alien attack page is also a good one to do, because you need the light being up for 8 hours at night to help protect you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and if you're new to this, if you've stumbled into this show from an earlier one on BBS and you've just been listening for a few hours and you're not familiar with Ron, his website is Creation Lightship, LightShip, creationlightship.com. And you can go in there and just type in timeline into the search and it'll pull up the timeline crash. You can buy it just for a week and or a month and go in and try those out. Your body will probably react to this. And the other crash clearing that goes with this, which we haven't actually spoken about for a little while, Ron, is the space-time crash. Maybe you want to talk briefly about that because they are good to do in tandem.
Yeah, the space crash is very good. What that one does is it brings you back from timelines that you may still be out there floating in space, not knowing that. Remember, when you do the timeline crash, you normally come back here. That's the purpose of it. We'll just say that it's 90% effective. Well, maybe there's 10% of you out there that got lost on the way back here. So you're out there without, you know, you're out there in a sinking boat without a paddle, okay? And the people who are going to rescue you won't be the light because you're in the dark side universe. You're going to be prey to whatever alien ship wants to abduct you or take you. So whenever I do this, I'll do a sample of this one here. It is normally pretty heavy, only because you're probably coming back after years of being tortured and experimented with out there, and maybe they just let you, you know, slide out the back door to have somebody else find you, you know. So here we go. We're going to do a time. We're going to do a space-time crash, which is going to bring you your whole body, whatever's left of it, back to you, and or maybe your spirit. Remember, they do both of these. So you have two parts of you, which are actually, you know, experimented with your body. Is one, and your spirit's another. You could be connected together as body and spirit, but typically, you know, it's normally separated for what I've seen most of the time. So here we go, everybody. And we're going to go back. Let's do one of, I don't know, let's just pick Christmas. So the 24th of December, and we got to figure out when that should be. So what do you want, to go back 10 years? That sound good, or 20 years, Carrie?
Why don't we pick an age at childhood, in childhood? Because a lot of people, if you're celebrating Christmas, might have gone to church that day. And do you mean Christmas Eve, the 24th, or Christmas Day, the 25th?
Yeah, Christmas Eve, the 24th.
Okay, all right.
The 24th. How about age of 8?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so this if you were abducted and are still out there, the Beyondo will bring you back. Here we go, age 8 on December 24th. Counting to 10, 1, 2, 3, this could be heavy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's see what we have here.
Yeah, I feel that.
A little, you know, weak behind the gills a little bit.
Yeah.
You feel very uncomfortable. It's only because you've been out there for a long time. Just take your age now and go back to the age of 8 at Christmas, and you're going to see how long you've been not here with a part of you. Remember, when you come back here, you're integrating whatever experience you had, because it's real, into your body now. So you may feel, you could even feel sick. You might even want to throw up or something, which is perfectly normal because your body now is taking on that energy because you're coming more into wholeness. But you're getting all the residue of whatever happened to you out there from a timeline, but you're lost in space. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I felt that. I don't think I was in church or anything that evening, but I felt that. I have a headache on the left side around my left eye, and I kind of felt waves of something going through where the headache is, like extra waves of stuff. So, okay, I'm just going to give the phone number out again, and just to remind you guys, we would love some phone calls tonight, and the number, it's the line 3 phone number under the Station 2 play button on the BBS page, and it's 415-287-0074. And maybe somebody could call in and let us know how that was for you. We do have quite a few more questions, Ron, but I know you wanted to mention tonight about your summer special that you're running on the on clearing the buy one and get the second half price. So do you want to explain that again? I think it was Wednesday you and Annika talked about it, I believe.
Yes, if you've got a clearing $100 or more, or over $100, I should say, then if you had one between, you know, the first part of the year till now, and these normally would be, for most people, probably, you know, doing a whole lifetime clearing. There's quite a few of those that deal with issues. So if you had one and you now want to do another one, just send me a email and let me know which one you had, when you had it, basically, or about approximately when you had it, and which one you'd like to have now for half price. And that's what we're going to be doing for the summer here. So it'll help people out to have a little more work done on you. If you do one of the main clearings that a lot of people have had is a betrayal is a big one. And if you happen to do a fear clearing, then by all means do the anger clearing, because after you do fear, then you become angry with a lot of people or yourself, because you realize that these people that gave you the fear held you back your whole lifetime up to now, typically, if it started off at a young age. And you become angry because they told you their truth about yourself, which you believed, you know, because you had people that were mentors to you, and they may not have been right. And also, another good clearing to do, if you're kind of interested in doing clearing, is a slavery clearing. And that one's quite something when you do that, because all of a sudden, you know, you're going back and clearing out this stuff and you maybe want to get into the seven generational clearing. So it's kind of, you know, whatever you want to do. But if you do want to do one that is like seven generations, it would be half price for you too. So whatever you choose to get involved with, just let me know. But you first have to do the whole lifetime one, which almost all of them are, as far as issues, because we deal with our issues in our whole lifetime. This is why you want to get the root out. Otherwise, just get the Band-Aid over, like the sample clearings here, and it does help in the moment, but it doesn't do much because you still have all these other thousands and thousands of, you know, densities with you. That's the reason why you want to do whole lifetime clearings. So back to you, Gary. So it is, it'll be probably up, we'll be doing this probably through September, I think, so people can come on and move ahead quicker and faster. So back to you, Gary.
That's great, Ron. Thank you. I just wanted to mention really quickly, Truth is asking about the 108 body clearing that you've mentioned on and off recently, and that one still isn't up, but I guess it will be coming at some point, right, Ron?
Yeah, I'm getting closer to it.
Okay, yeah, so it's coming. It's just taking a little while to put together.
Yeah, and there's so much that I'm doing now with the timeline crashing that it's, you know, I'm very busy with that.
Right, right.
So a lot of energy, and whenever anybody does one, you know, I can feel it. So plus I do them myself to get rid of fear. And,
yeah.
you know, just check your clouds out, everybody, and see how they're looking. Hopefully we can get rid of the bad weather patterns that are up there that they're trying to do to harm us, you know. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Jennifer is saying that her grandfather passed away on Monday, and she's asking, she says, what can we do for the situation?
What I have is the, I think it's $50. You go on and you do a clearing for the spirit, and the light ship will look for the spirit and fragments of it that are on the earth plane here. People do get fragmented out quite a bit, and it can help to release the spirit, get that off the earth plane. It'll be like an early ascension. Unfortunately, we can't do that ourselves here because we still have a body to be responsible for. So when somebody leaves, they can get out of here. So it takes you out of that reincarnation loop that they probably know nothing about, but we'll get out. And then also do the emotional body clearing so that you don't get haunted with all the traumas as you know, these interviews come to you of regrets and things. So back to you, Gary. I heard a beep, but maybe
yes,
my phone,
I
don't know.
Yeah, I think we have someone on. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Saree. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry.
Larry.
So, yes, I had a question. Ron, when we exit the door of the light ship, and we're on a fleet ship, and we get hit by a missile from the aliens, is it because we don't have our Faraday shields up, and how do we protect ourselves from a direct hit as soon as we go out the exit door?
Okay, well, you don't want to go out there without me being with you, number one. Plus, you can't go to the ship anyway. So they automatically do that. So you have all the light around you. It would be very, 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 very hard to have the darkness actually do damage. So that's kind of the way it works. So you're automatically protected instantly.
Uh-huh.
So the ships, we haven't had hardly anything that I can think of in a long, long time have problems, okay?
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
You know, the light ship had to, like, reinvestigate a couple years ago or so what the darkness had in store for everything down here.
Uh-huh.
They just get it into the game of doing this stuff as they're coming, you know, more into ascension time. So they don't know or even understand the darkness, so they had to really figure out what's happening and put out, you know, more protection and stuff, which is what they can do. But, you know, if you, when they started off, when I was battling the darkness years and years ago, I probably had a, maybe kind of thing here. Probably about a 6-inch wildlife protection around me when I would go out there. And right now it's probably more like about probably 3 feet. It goes up to about 6 feet. So all the ships will have the same protection around them, maybe even more. It's very hard to have the darkness penetrate that energy.
So that light, 6-foot protection of light around the ship, that would deflect a missile?
Yes, it would. It would destroy it instantly.
Okay.
So it may not necessarily deflect it, because they're not dealing with, they actually just love it to death. You know, the light's so strong, you can't even, you could never look at it.
Uh-huh.
That's how bright it is. So even though it would be something that is maybe not physical to us as far as a thing with a spirit in it, you know, like, say, a missile or something, it's still going to destroy the energy.
Okay, all right. Okay, and then can we get a healing for the mind chakra for maybe an octopus or a squid or something like that in the mind area?
Yeah, let's do squid.
Okay.
So here we go. And we'll be doing this also on the Sunday call coming up.
Okay.
In a couple of days here. So here we go with the eight-hour calls on Sunday. So squid energy being released from us. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Just see how that feels. We'll get rid of the poison now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we'll get rid of the waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And dead carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, how's that feel, Larry?
Feels pretty good, pretty open, pretty good energy coming out now.
Great. So, show's
okay,
about
well,
half over.
Up, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you very much.
We're about half over, so what is that? We're half half full or half empty, huh?
So, I think we're half full, since it's only 28.
We're half full. Okay.
So, Ron, there's quite a few people saying that they felt that age 8 Christmas Eve clearing. Somebody, I've lost it now, but somebody was saying they felt sick to their stomach. And then there's a bunch of thank yous for their for the summer special that you're running. And then we have a question from Dan, and he's asking about how the, if you could explain how the 7 generational clearings work.
Okay. That's designed for people who want to go a lot deeper in a clearing. So we'll say you first, you have to do your whole lifetime one first, and that gets rid of this lifetime. Now, it could be possible you have so much stuff that was collected that is kind of getting oozed out, you know, into this lifetime. And you just kind of wonder why, you know, your life is so poor and why this issue is still haunting you, even though you did the other clearing. So from that, you would want to go into the 7 generational clearing. And that one would allow you to, you know, go deeper. So the 7 generational clearings typically, we'll just say, goes back to maybe the 1800s to now. And then the next clearing of 7 generations will go back further again. And as you go further and further, normally, I don't know, some people do all of them and have great relief. Then people just do the first 7 generations. That's all that they need. And they go, oh, it's done. So if you have something that's bothering you, then you may wish to, you know, do that clearing. you know, after you do the whole lifetime one, because it means that you have so much more stored inside of you. And it can't wait to get out of you, and you want to get rid of it naturally because it will recycle. So it helps you out to release that energy. And that's why we have seven generational clearing, just to go much deeper with your ancestors. So if you know about a past life in the past, and you have a sore knee, okay? Maybe you had a sore knee for like 20, 30 years, okay? And you go, you know, that's from the time that, you know, I lived in so-and-so place. Maybe I lived over in Europe, and I remember falling down, you know, in the 1500s and hurting my knee, and I brought it back this time again. Well, that would probably indicate that you may want to go back a lot further in the seven generational clearings, because you know that this happened to you. Most people don't really know anything. They just wonder why stuff happens all the time. And it only happens because it gets brought forward in your DNA. But if you do know about something, then the whole lifetime one for this lifetime will not necessarily clear it. It might make you feel a lot better, but it's not going to take away stuff from the past that you haven't, you know, not in this lifetime anyway. It'll take away stuff, you know, from the past. And the lifetime one will work for this lifetime, but the other ones will not. I kind of said that backwards a little bit, but anyway, that's why you want to do the seven generational clearing if you're having more difficulties with an issue and you don't know why. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have a couple of questions. A comment question about the space-time crash from Tony. He's saying, I felt pressure in my head and waves of compacted energy that kept hitting against the wall over and over again, and he's wondering what that was.
Boy. Hard to say. It's very possible that you had some kind of torture happening to you. And remember, when you bring back yourself from the clearing of the space-time clearing is going to bring you back here with whatever happened to you in your cellular memory of your body, and you're going to have to experience that. It'll go away as your body heals it, but it's coming right back to you like a brand new movie, and your body then will deal with it and get rid of it. That's part of the clarity of the process. So you have to get rid of the stuff once you get it, and that's involved with that particular clearing, to get rid of the stuff that your body and or your spirit or both is bringing back to you on a timeline or from a timeline. But you're still in space. You haven't come back here yet. You haven't come back to deal with it. So you will deal with it once you bring yourself back here with an issue. So back to you, Gary.
Okay, yeah. And this clearing, this space-time crash clearing is the one that you should not do on or for anybody else. This is the one that you do just for yourself. And when you do it, make sure that you're not doing any activities like chopping vegetables or, you know, any tools in your hand or anything, because your body can jerk around. I know, Ron, when you were first doing these, I had a lot of shaking on the shows where you did those first few when you were trying them out on the show. And so for that reason, You can't buy this and do it for somebody else, because obviously if they're not right there with you, you don't know what they're doing. They could be driving and jerk off the road or whatever. And I think it's the only one that we're not able to buy a clearing for another person. Is that right, Ron, or are there others?
That's the only one that I can think of right now, yes.
Yeah, me too. Okay. And then Janice has a follow-up question to that space-time crash also, and she's asking, do you always have to put an age in for that clearing? Because you picked the age of 8. Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, normally I just picked that for an example.
Yeah.
Normally you would do the exact same clearing for the issue that you're clearing emotionally.
Right.
But you could do that also. On the new clearing, we're going to have it set up that way. so you can enter, I believe, a date, a year of your life or something.
Okay, great. All right. So Randy is asking if you could bring in some peace energy tonight.
Let's bring in some peace energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And that's feeling pretty good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, there we go. And if you watch the light beam on your monitor screen, if you had it up, you're going to watch it actually physically change. So you may want to put up the light beam and feel the energy from the light beam right now. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I kind of hate to bring this up with the peace energy that we're all enjoying right now, but nonetheless, Corey has a question which kind of relates in a little bit with your Sunday 8-hour calls. We could talk about those for a moment. Corey's asking, what is the black hole-shaped thing in us? And I guess Corey's seeing snakes in it, too, and he says looks like black snakes winding up in us.
Boy, I don't know. It's another one of those critters.
Yeah.
I can release part of that here. Here we go. So if you feel something, you probably have one of these species here. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see how that feels. And let's get rid of the poison. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There it goes. And waste products. Count to five. One, two, three, four, five. And carcasses. One, two, three, four, five. So just see how your body's doing. Feels like a lot of people jerked on that. That's part of it, so we'll see what happens here. Remember, they're all in us, all these alien critters. That's why we do the 8-hour calls to make your body feel better. Because your body really can't talk to you. You know, you could probably do muscle testing and everything else, but it really is not going to have a dialogue to you inside of your head because that's the dark side. If your body could really talk to you, I don't know if it'd want to live or not. You know, I really don't think it'd want to be here. You know, it'd say, get me out of here. You know, what do you mean you want to have a kid? You know, or a child or something. Don't you know how I'm suffering? Why do you want to bring somebody into the world to suffer all this stuff, you know? So if we could hear our body talking, I'm sure that it would not speak very favorably of what it had to go through genetically through all these thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And it would probably tell you that aliens are not its friend. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, maybe on that note, we can remind everybody that this Sunday you have the Lost in Your series of 8-hour Sunday intensive where these little characters are removed, so even though we're in this predicament with them, we do have a way of getting them out of us while Ron is here on the planet with us. So I'm imagining most people on the call know what these are about, but just in case there's anybody, Ron, who's new listening or hasn't been on a call, do you want to just give a few sentences on how this 8-hour intensive that you do pretty much every month for one Saturday and three Sundays, how that works?
Yeah, what you do is you just get on the telephone. You can become absentee also. And you can do work in your house, computer work if you wish, or, you know, whatever you choose to do. Just, you know, have the computer up a lot of times. People like to have it up. Or if not, just call in and do your day. And from there, after you get connected, then you're on the light ship. And you're on the light ship continuously. What will happen now is that we're going to have people on the light ship until the end of the month, maybe a week after that. So you're actually on the light ship a lot in quarantine, which means that you're not doing healings at your request. They're trying to find the bits and pieces of you that have been stolen by the darkness. And they go out and look from the dark side universe. And this is why the timeline crashing is so important to you to do to get yourself out of the timeline. So they do look for you, too. And that's why you're in quarantine, to get these critters out of you. Then they go find the other places that they've abducted you with this particular energy of the critters. So, like, if you have the Black Widows being released from you, they'll go to where the Black Widows came from and also look for you there, too, and also terminate the Black Widows. And the benefit is that, you know, maybe you might even notice if you're on the call yourself and you have, you know, family members who are on the call, maybe the aliens have abducted your genetic family. And so by you going out there, you know, by you being on the call, you're probably also being, we'll say, brought back or saved from this timeline, and maybe your family members are on the same one because you're all on the same boat, okay? And so they'll actually get restored, too, just by you going on the call. So it's very beneficial. It's a win-win for everybody. Now, if they happen to find other people in that same alien location, they'll also be brought back, too. So it's a win-win situation for everybody. And that's kind of the way it works. You don't have to be on the call physically, but I have to know that you're going to be on it absentee. And from there, you're on the light ship. We break normally 10 minutes every hour. So you can get up and walk around, check out your healing, see what's going on with you. We give you a code for special healing water throughout the month. So you can do that. One of those is skin misting water. And from there, you know, you just start feeling better and better because these things are getting taken out of you. So it's like a physical detox, in a sense. So that's the way you could look at it, a cleansing of aliens. So detox, cleansing of aliens. So back to you, Carrie.
All righty. Mossy was just asking which is the clearing that you only do for yourself, and that's the space crash, space-time crash clearing, Mossy, that we were talking about that you shouldn't do for anybody else. I guess if they're in the room with you and you want to buy it for them and have them sitting there and you know they're not holding any sharp objects or driving a car or whatever and they're right there with you, you could do it. But other than that, that's the one that you don't do for somebody else. Let's see. Stephanie was asking for a sample of the overwhelm clearing, Ron.
Okay. So pick an issue. Whatever it would be for you. Everybody has different issues. That's what we live with here is issues. And pick an issue now. We'll clear that one issue from you. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. That's done. So I'll do another issue. Think of another one, everybody. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
All right. So, you know, I'm not sure which of the clearings Janice is talking about, but she's saying she had a nice jerk with that clearing. We have quite a few nice comments on the fast chat that I haven't really been reading out because I'm trying to keep up the questions. But Martha is also asking, why did our muscles twitch? So maybe you can talk a little bit about why we do get body jerks when you're doing these samples for us, Ron.
Well, they're probably living in your muscles. They wrap themselves around you, they hang on to you, and the muscles probably are what they like to attach to also. Remember your, and also you might just feel your internal organs moving. And that could feel like a muscle twitch, too, in a sense. So, but it's just the reaction that your body is having to having these life forms being removed from you. So that's why you're twitching, okay? But that's it, kind of in a nutshell. You're twitching because you have more space, and these things are extricated from you. Back to you, Gary.
Okay, and then Lee is asking if you could do a sample of a left knee clearing, please.
Okay, we'll first get rid of entities. These are emotional bodies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So they're going now. And next we're going to get rid of caterpillars. This is the alien life form that normally goes into your joints. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That one I'll do again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's released. And let's get rid of some orbs. Here we go. 1, 2. Remember, they have stingers that sting into you to sample your body energy. So 1, and report back to the jellyfish. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll get rid of some waste products now. How about poisoning first? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the dead carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, see how your knee is doing, or knees. It could work for everybody also. You might want to get up and walk a little bit. And if you feel better, it's only because you were inhabited. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Randy has an interesting question. Ronnie's asking, why do you think the population of the Earth went from 2 billion to 6 billion in the last 130 years?
I think the aliens wanted a higher population here to get more energy from them. So that's probably the main reason. And remember, they can come into your body and create a baby. Remember, who's home? Like entity children, who is home there? And that's kind of what's going on. And some religions want you to have a lot of children, too. And that's another reason. But the whole thing is, it's all alien-based. That's a common denominator. So the more people are here, the more they can feed off of us. And that's the process. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I just want to remind everybody that there isn't a Q&A tonight. There usually is on a Friday night. So just so that you know and don't call in, at 8 o'clock, there won't be a Q&A this week, this Friday night. And we have about, 5, 6, 7 minutes. If anybody had a question that they were saving for the Q&A, you can call in and ask Ron right now. And that number again is 415-287-0074. That's line 3 under the Station 2 play button on the BBS page, 415-287-0074. So, let's see, Terry has a question, or I guess a request. He's saying, or he or she is saying, I feel an implant in the back of my head. So maybe you can do an implant removal clearing, Ron, for Terry.
Yeah, here we go. There we go. I think one of the clear results has implants on it. I think maybe the clearing for alien attack removal might have implants in there. There we go. There, just got released there. There. See how that feels? That's what they do. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I think on the circulatory, there are implants of some kind. The blood, I think, has an implant.
Yeah, I think you're right, too.
Yeah.
And circulatory clearing is wonderful. If anybody is planning to do a clearing, that one's great. Has so much on there. And then also the body rejuvenation one.
Yeah.
So our show is almost ready to close down here.
Uh-huh. I know somebody...
Anybody have any strange clouds out there? Maybe we can ask on the fast chat if they've seen the alien clouds anywhere. The ship clouds, they've seen the clouds look like ice forming. We'll just see what ice cubes up there in the sky.
Yeah, it's been, we've had thick cloud in the morning here in L.A., in the L.A. area, and then hot blue skies in the afternoon. So we haven't really been able to see individual clouds very much lately for a few weeks now. We've had that June gloom that we get here in L.A., although it went on a bit longer than usual. So I don't have any cloud reports at the moment. And Ashley is reminding us about the gray sky, the free gray sky and satellite clearings that you recently put up on the website, Ron. So those are good to do, and they are one of the many things that Ron offers free. So if you'd like to get on those anytime, they're up, like everything else, on creationlightship.com 24/7. Do you want to say anything about either of those, Ron, before we close out here?
Well, the gray skies is, the cover for the aliens. So they bring forth the skies, being gray so that you can't see them in the ship clouds.
Like a thick blanket.
They're up there so you don't see that the ships in the clouds. Mm-hmm. And the other one is they're both very nice. Just do them, and you're going to see a change around you physically. And it's kind of hard to describe all the different clearings, but these two are free. And you're able to get out there and do some good to get rid of your frustration, basically, because nothing else you can do. You can look at these things and knowing that you're under attack and gets to be very frustrating, So you're able to do something for yourself by clearing these out.
And then the satellite transmission one, is that taking out the actual satellites that are transmitting mind control to us, or is it just disconnecting us from the satellite? What does that one do, Ron?
It won't take out the satellites.
So that will probably help other people, too.
Yeah, whatever it would be to you, the aliens transmitting stuff to you, through a spaceship, through like the moon or planet, stars, whatever it would be, you're going to be able to have some relief because they are connecting to you some way, and that's what it's for. So hopefully you'd have some relief.
And Charles is saying that Charles is saying that in Wyoming there are huge fluffy white clouds, so that's good to hear, Charles. That's really nice. And Eric is saying, ice clouds, I guess, breaking up. I'm not sure where Eric lives, but that's great.
So let's we'll just bring in some peace energy and close down here.
Okay.
So here we go. Bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. And we do some peace energy work here. So here it comes. You're going to feel some relief, probably. And I feel very happy, calm. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. It's starting. So stronger, 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 stronger. stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, everybody. So, we'll say blessings to all of you. And our next PBS program is tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. We'll be going to the light ship again. And we do that at the first part of the program. So, see you then, everybody. Stay tuned and become happy. Feel peaceful. Get on these clearings. Thank you, Carrie. See you later.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Okay, good night. Bye.
Bye-bye.